You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, interim Tuolumne County Public Health Officer Dr. Liza Ortiz gave a COVID-19 presentation before the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors. Here are edited portions of the presentation.
We'll start with our usual update of the number of cases as compared to the last time we presented, which was June 1st. And as of yesterday morning, California has seen an increase in nearly 40,000 additional cases in those 2 weeks, and we are now at over 5,000 deaths from COVID-19. Tuolumne County has 9 positive cases, 5 are recovered, 4 are currently in isolation. And as of today, we have no fatalities in county residents from COVID-19. We know we have seen news reports and reports from Calaveras County of increasing cases in Calaveras County. They're now at 26. And as I've mentioned repeatedly, our neighbors in the Central Valley, including as close as Stanislaus and San Joaquin County and Fresno County, are very heavily impacted by the disease. This includes hospitalizations and deaths. And that will be where transmission comes from in our county, because we have such close ties to those two counties. And a lot of travel back and forth, including for essential critical infrastructure work. And we know that we have to watch what's going on there very closely. Yes, Tuolumne County is doing relatively well in terms of the absolute number of cases we have, but we are surrounded by other counties that have had much higher cases, and we know that that will eventually impact us significantly. Since we last spoke, there was a new health officer order that went out on the 11th for effective the 12th, which was last Friday, to add a whole lot of new sectors. And we expect that on Friday, June 19th, we should add more sectors, including personal services such as nail salons, tattoos, massages, facials, etc. All of these are with modifications. All of these still carry some risk, and we know that the modification does not completely eliminate risk. But as we have dramatically increased our surge capacity and our testing capacity, we have increased our capacity for containment, contact tracing, isolation, quarantine. So we think that we can open up more sectors. So more to come in the coming days this week for a few more sectors, but a lot of them were opened last week, and so we'll continue to monitor those closely over the next incubation period. I won't get too much into detail into the last 4 cases that happened since our last board meeting, except to say that that included a retirement community and included a skilled nursing facility. It included testing a very large number of contacts, and so we continue to urge the public to consider how many contacts they have, to limit the number of contacts they have outside of their household so that the public health department can quickly identify, isolate, and quarantine those affected contacts so that we can limit the spread of disease in this county until we have effective therapeutics. Testing is available at the State Optum Serve site, which is in Angels Camp at the Calaveras County Fairgrounds. The hours have recently changed. It is now Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m., which allows some coverage for people to get there outside of the normal business hours. And people are allowed to walk in, provided that there's space, but appointments are encouraged and appointments are available through lhi.care/COVID testing. And there is no cost to the patient at the time of testing. And if they are unable to pay, the state covers the cost of the test. So we recommend that everyone get tested, that people who have contact outside of their household get tested. That is a lot more of us these days, as so many more sectors have been open. We know there are many people who travel outside of the county for various reasons. So if you have traveled outside of the county, 3 to 5 days after that travel, you should go get tested. That includes if you've had some participation in any type of gathering. People who work with the public regularly should start to get tested regularly. People who work in essential critical infrastructure jobs should get tested routinely as well. So I'll pass it over to Elizabeth Ramos.
Good Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Ramos. I'm a program specialist with the Public Health Department. Some of the facilities that are newly opened are childcare. Schools are being allowed to plan for the fall season, day camps, music, film, and TV productions, professional sports without live audiences, and movie theaters, family entertainment centers, et cetera, and campgrounds and outdoor recreation, which many people are super happy about. What's not open, personal services such as nail salons, tattoo parlors, body waxing. However, as Liza mentioned, probably by this Friday, they will be open. Indoor playgrounds such as bounce centers, ball pits, and laser tags still not open. Outdoor playgrounds, live theater, festivals, theme parks, etc. For businesses that are opening, newly opening, there are guidelines that they need to meet, and all businesses must complete a site-specific plan, post it to their business, and submit it to health@tuolumnecounty.ca.gov so we can review it in public health. And our public health communications team continues to develop and disseminate messaging to the public via various methods, including our Facebook page, the website, and the call center. Oh, and lastly, call center phone number 209-533-7440.
Has the order been lifted on non-essential travel?
Technically, no. In the latest health officer order, we did quote the specific language that the state has available about travel and the recommendations for taking into consideration if you're going from a place that has higher transmission or going to a place that has higher transmission, and the importance of minimizing contact and some further safety messages. We've also done that as part of our public messaging as well, but we will continue to emphasize
I guess I'm
that.
Looking at more how could we expand that public messaging like we did when we were being very proactive about the necessity to stay home.
Yep, we can certainly do that.